day for the Victorians. Your boys won the toss and I guess pretty happy to get out of the first day, 10 wickets and a dismiss in the Blues, and now chance to kind of build on that with a bat tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, obviously, it was a good toss to win, I think. To knock them over for just over 200 and, to be one down overnight, I think that's a pretty good day. I think everyone's pretty happy. I think the ball and the bowlers of the Blues have got, I think it's going to be pretty tough work tomorrow. So, I think if we can try and bat most of that tomorrow and get a half-decent lead, I think it will go a long way in this game.
4-22 for yourself, I think 18 wickets coming into the season. You've obviously been part of this Victorian setup for a while. What's been the key to your success, not just today, but throughout the season?
I think, to be fair, it's probably getting dropped before Christmas. I didn't play the last two games before the Big Bash and had some pretty honest truths after that demolition we had in Queensland. I think, got some pretty hard truths from Bucky and our bowling coach Griff to what I need to work on and what I need to do to get back in the team. And I think it was probably a little bit more of that, a bit of a kick in the butt a bit to know you're actually, it's pretty easy to lose your spot in this team. We're all going pretty well. So I think it was a little bit more of that. And then, I think we're on a pretty good roll at the moment and all the bowlers are bowling beautifully. So I think I'm just getting lucky down the other end. The pressure's getting built from one end and I'm getting lucky with the wickets the other end.
Yeah, the bowling kind of group seems like they're really enjoying themselves. Yeah, you've won three on the bounce, looking for number four here at Albury. And I think there's three of you that are taking kind of 20 or more wickets. It's almost like you kind of thrive off the success that all you guys are having individually, but also as a team.
Yeah, absolutely. Ferg and Chief bowled the house down all year. And then even Duck, the last few games, it's sort of like we've sort of been saying it's heyday Duck, sort of going back to when he was a bit younger and not literally missing. So all day today, I think you bowled 20 on the trot.
Yeah.
And then just let the quicks bowl from one end again. That's, you can't ask much more from a spinner. And then, I think we're all getting pretty lucky with just the rewards in the end. Duck last week could have had three or four for him, and then even today, the same thing. I'm sure his day will come.
Yeah. What do you make of the pitch conditions? The ball was seeming around, swinging around a bit this morning, and I guess you were able to make hay while the sun shined and pick up a fair few New South Wales wickets, but I guess kind of being out there at the back end of the day, quite literally with the bat, what do you make of the conditions at the moment compared to, say, this morning?
Yeah, I think this morning it was probably doing a little bit too much than what we were after. The ball was nipping a fair bit and swinging around a lot. I think it was probably doing a little bit too much this morning, and then as the day went on, the ball sort of got a little bit soft, so it was doing a little bit less and it made it a bit harder for us to get those wickets. But I think facing it in there is just doing just enough, which as bowlers you don't need it nipping so much, you just need it nipping a tiny bit. Hard ball and the wicket just quickening up a little bit, it's going to be pretty tough tomorrow morning.
Your role as night watchman, you obviously did your job tonight. What's the process going through your head? What are the goals for you tomorrow when you start out on the second morning?
To be fair, just try and stay out there for as long as I can and sort of frustrate the Blues boys. That's my main goal. And nick them and nudge them, as I say. I try and just go out there and, frustrate the bowling. Because, as a bowler, I don't really like bowling to the night watchers the next morning. You want to bowl with the batters while you're fresh. So if I can just stick with Harry for as long as I can, so it makes it easy for our batters coming in while the ball gets a little bit older, that's probably my main job.
Well, Mitch, best of luck over the next few days and thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks.
Mitch? Yeah, sure. I'm Steve Turbitt from the Border Mail, local paper here. We're really pleased to have you guys playing the game here this week. And what have you made of the facility and what's it like just to have a change of scenery and play a game somewhere different?
Yeah, we absolutely love it. We were sort of saying yesterday and today, when you're not really talking, it's very eerie and quiet. And compared to St Kilda, there's trams and trains and cars beeping. It's very quiet and calming out there. So it was actually pretty enjoyable, to be fair. All the boys are loving Albury. The weather's nice. I think Melbourne the last few days has been drizzling and horrible, so I think it's good to get up here and in the nice sunshine.
Oh, I'm happy we could turn the weather on for you. And what have you made of the ground and the conditions and the facility here?
Yeah, absolutely lovely. The wicket helped us a little bit this morning, nipping around, and the ground's in very good condition. You can't really complain. We're getting looked after very, very nicely.
Thank you. Well played today.
Thanks.
Good luck tomorrow.